Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
Smart. I'm smart and I want respect.
Damn it, you have to be smarter than that.
Pretty smart, huh?
Pretty smart.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. So, you've bought tickets to a big rock show. You get to the theater, buy your outrageously overpriced beer, the band gets on stage, and you have a great time. End of story, right? But what happens before the band even gets there? Who's in charge of making sure they stay there to do the show? Well, today, we're going to find out. Jack McFadden is a talent buyer for Austin City Limits Live and the concert venue known as the Belmont in Austin, Texas. He also spent many years booking bands here in New York. He joins us on the line from Austin to tell us how to be smarter about tour riders. Hi, Jack. Welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, first of all, explain two things. What is a talent buyer and what is a tour rider?
A talent buyer books the shows. It's that simple.
Okay.
It's kind of a more corporate name for someone who books a club. And the rider is, there's a technical rider and there is a hospitality rider.
So these are part of the contract that you enter into with the artist.
It definitely is. It is. There's, it can be as elaborate as 40 to 50 pages. It can be as simple as one page, but it definitely is part of the contract.
And what is the point of the technical and the hospitality tour rider?
Well, I think it's for from load in to load out, there's no surprises. So the venue is prepared and the band is prepared. What the agent will do is once we book the concert, they'll send us the riders to make sure that we understand where the band is coming from. And, you know, these bands are on the road all the time, and so you know, there are many villages. I mean, we just did a show with Counting Crows, and there's 40 people on the road with them. So we're kind of their, you know, home base, and we're feeding them, you know, maybe three meals a day, and they're here on the premises for several hours. So we want to take care of them and make sure that they have what they need. And right.
So if one person is vegetarian, another person's vegan, another person's gluten-free, another person keeps kosher,
it'll be there right on the rider.
It'll be in the rider. And it's your job to keep the artists happy so that they actually show up on stage when they're contracted to. Some of these riders have become famous because it's like, you know, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I mean, we had a very big band that performed downstairs in our venue, the Green Space, and let me read you some of what they requested in their rider. And this is not particularly outrageous. Tea service with hot water, 48 cold bottles of quality premium beer, 50 drink tickets, 2 bottles of red wine, 4 cans of Red Bull, not sugar-free, 1 bag of tortilla chips with salsa, extra points for good salsa instead of national brand, 4 cartons of coconut water, 1 copy of the New York Times, 1 block of Gruyere cheese, 1 pack of Camelite cigarettes, and 12 large clean bath towels. How does that sound to you? Is that fairly typical?
That sounds easy. That's a good one. That's a dream come true, that one.
So do you see a lot of the same things on these riders?
Like I said, you have different personalities with different needs, and the more people on the road, the more complicated it gets. But you're reading a hospitality rider, and you can see, okay, no paper plates, no plastic cutlery, and that's fine. But when you call also the tour manager a week or two out of the date, he'll give you the scoop on,
right.
You know, we don't need the chunky peanut butter. That guy's not in the band anymore. These riders are written maybe once before a tour, but maybe once every 4 or 5 years for these bands.
Yeah.
So sometimes they're not relevant.
Well, I have to say, the one very big band whose tour rider I just read to you, they were completely fine with, like, whatever we happened to have lying around backstage. So, and
exactly.
So someone as big as Adele is apparently not hard to keep happy. Her rider requires 2 bottles of the very best quality red wine and 12 bottles of, and I'll quote here, best quality European lager beer, i.e. Beck's, Stella Artois, Peroni, etc. Now, whether that's best quality European lager is very much open to debate, but North American beer is not acceptable to Adele. Jack McFadden's on the line with us from Austin. He's a talent buyer for Austin City Limits Live and the concert venue known as the Belmont there in Austin, Texas. And this is part of our How to Be Smarter About Music Week on Soundcheck. And today we're talking about tour riders, the addenda, that's the plural of addendum, isn't it? The addenda to a standard concert contract that has all your technical needs and your hospitality needs. Jack, you were talking about how, you know, somebody might require a specific bottle of wine, but if you know something better, they're really happy to get that. Reminds me that, you know, we will often get technical riders. You know, the artist insists on this kind of microphone and this model of microphone. We have an amazing collection of microphones here, and very often bands will come in, see what we have, and the technical rider gets torn up and thrown out the window because they're delighted to have what we've got here in the studio. But the hospitality rider is a thing that people talk about. Now, I want to play something for you, Jack. This is a couple of weeks ago, our friends over at Freakonomics Radio talked to a bunch of people involved with one of the most famous tour riders of all time. Take a listen. The first voice you're going to hear is that of Freakonomics host and author Stephen Dubner.
By the early 1980s, Van Halen had become one of the biggest rock bands in history. Had these extravagant live shows with a huge stage set, booming audio, spectacular lighting effects. Their contract carried a 53-page rider that laid out the technical requirements for all of this, as well as other demands.
You know, it lists all kinds of food that they want.
Mike Peden worked for a concert promoter in Syracuse, New York.
Some of the strange ones, you know, various donuts, a dozen hard-boiled eggs. They want Fruit Loops and Raisin Bran. They want real knives and forks. They don't want plastic ones.
Patrick Whitley was Van Halen's production manager at the time, which means he was responsible for that contract rider.
And I think I actually typed that sheet. So
okay. It looks like an IBM Selectric, maybe.
Yeah,
is that what you owned?
Yeah, probably was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I really love that you made sure you got your vegetables, or you made sure that somebody got their vegetables. Even days, there were Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, mushrooms, spinach, and then odd days, peas, green beans, corn, carrots, and tomatoes. And on it goes. You needed some whiskey and beer and wine, I gather, yes?
Of course.
Some KY jelly. What's that for?
For fun.
There was also a section for munchies. Here's Mike Peden again.
Potato chips with assorted dips, nuts, pretzels.
And in the middle of the munchies section,
M&Ms, and then in capital letters and underlined and in parentheses, it says, warning, absolutely no brown ones.
So that is one of the most famous, you know, elements of a tour rider. People talk about the brown M&Ms. Jack, have you, what's the most absurd request that you've encountered in a tour rider?
Absurd. Well, I mean, it always amazes me when we get requests for socks, clean socks. And I get it because I've been out on the road with bands, but it just confuses me because, you know, that's socks. Okay. Every time I see socks come up, my head almost pops off. I can't wrap my head around it.
Now, back in the 80s when this Van Halen tour rider was touring around with the band, you know, it was a little bit of a different time. Do you see a lot of requests for KY jelly these days on tour riders?
You know, I guess the 80s are over. Not KY. No. It's more like Annie Chun's wasabi seaweed snacks.
Very nice. What happens if these demands are not met? Have you ever seen an artist walk out because the wrong brand of bottled water was in the green room?
Not specifically that, but I've seen artists walk out if they walk into a room and technical specs can probably be the deal breaker.
Yeah.
But again, both sides typically know, unless the club is lying. You know what you're up against before the band loads in. I mean, that's why these are provided, right? And you go over it line by line with the tour manager, and you say, do you really need, you know, four bottles of Gatorade at room temperature? Was that right? Is that not a typo? You want to drink Gatorade at room temperature? That's okay. You know what I mean? You just try to cross them off the list, though.
Right. But occasionally, don't you run into someone who, you know, knowing that these tour riders can be really kind of absurdist, just wants to have some fun with it? I mean, Iggy Pop and the Stooges, their tour rider, their technical tour rider, requested, quote, one monitor man who speaks English and is not afraid of death. An excerpt from the tour rider from the Brooklyn band Parquet Courts. They also recently played in our venue, the Green Space. This is what they requested. I'm going to read it just straight off the page for you. One bottle of communion-grade red wine. One bottle of white wine that would impress your average non-wine-drinking American. One bottle of lower middle shelf whiskey, cheap but still implies rugged masculinity. Mixers for aforementioned mid-level whiskey of slightly higher quality than the whiskey. A quantity of herbal mood enhancer. One copy of newspaper with the most interesting headline, front page picture, comic section, must feature Curtis.
I love that band. I failed to mention that back in the Bell House days, I do remember someone requesting a golden kitten.
A golden kitten.
As you know, we went out and found a gold kitten in Chinatown. Now it wasn't alive. It was, you know, a gold kitten, but I think they were testing us.
Okay.
And they were so happy to see it backstage.
Now, you can find a lot of these tour riders at smokinggun.com and elsewhere on the net. Now, we were talking before about the famous Van Halen tour rider and this apparently crazy demand that no brown M&Ms are allowed back in the green room. You need all these bags of M&Ms, but the brown ones all have to be taken out. It sounds silly, but here's, again, let's go back to Freakonomics and their host Stephen Dubner for perhaps an explanation of that.
So, why did Van Halen require that the brown M&Ms, dark brown and light brown, be removed from the M&M bowl in their backstage munchies? Was it nothing more than rock star excess, or perhaps a clever way of finding out some information that would otherwise be hard to find? Remember, at the time, Van Halen put on one of the most ambitious live rock shows of anyone. It could be dangerous. You didn't want a light tower falling on you or the stage collapsing under the weight of all that gear. To that end, the band had to trust that the local promoter in each city took seriously the contract rider that listed all the technical requirements for this massive stage show.
The promoters frequently didn't read the contract rider, and we would have structural, fiscal issues because, hey, there wasn't the proper electricity, load-bearing stress, etc.
So David Lee Roth, as he explains in a 2012 video, claims that he came up with a trick, kind of like King Solomon's trick, to figure out if a promoter had read the rider carefully.
If I came backstage, having been one of the architects of this lighting and staging design, and I saw brown M&Ms on the catering table, then guaranteed the promoter had not read the contract rider, and we had to do a serious line check, because frequently we had danger issues.
Jack, does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at the club level and a big production like that, a lot of things can fall through the cracks. And you just want to be confident as a band going into a venue that everything has been taken care of.
And
so it's important. Load in to load out is a very, very important thing.
And as you've said several times, you as the person working at the venue, you're going to check off each line. You're going to check off line by line, make sure that what's done is what needs to be done.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, you can listen to the whole episode of Freakonomics Radio and find out why David Lee Roth was surprisingly King Solomon-like. You can find a link on our website, soundcheck.org. We've been talking about tour riders, how to get smarter about them and kind of figure out what they are and why they are. And Jack McFadden, talent buyer for Austin City Limits Live and the concert venue The Belmont in Austin, Texas, has been walking us through it. Jack, this has been very educational and entertaining as well. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
Take Soundcheck with you wherever you go with the all-new WNYC mobile app. Download it for free from wnyc.org/mobile.